E-tidings, Cosmos. Good morning, 21st century world of worlds. This is Radio Richard Island, coming to you from within the soundproofless studio of life itself. Tomila Falcha Rotansha. I am your host, Richard McSweeney. Hear this, listener, give it here your fullness of ear. From the beginning there is breath, and upon that breath there are words. My favorite flowers have always been those which aren't planted by humans, those that grow in pockets or between stones in hundreds of year-old walls, flowers that grow in seemingly difficult or very awkward situations. Unfortunately, these very same flowers are off-sprayed by humans or pulled out and tossed away. Always I feel very sad should I happen upon such a scene. And the sage in the digital age speaks of the philosopher of old, saying, "Wave your thoughts about in your mind," he would say, "like birds floating and gliding upon the wind, easy high up, easy down low, and wheeling all about, carefreely go. And a crow on high did say to me so, 'When it's windy, don't be trying to fly, just float and enjoy.'" In today's broadcast, I'll be reading from As You Like It, Tao Dai Ching, and the true classic of Southern Taoist fragrance. This is a reading in continuity from As You Like It. I pray thee, Rosalind, sweet my cuz, be merry. Dear Celia, I show more mirth than I am mistress of, and would you yet I were merrier? Unless you could teach me to forget a banished father, you must not learn me how to remember any extraordinary pleasure. Herein I see thou lovest me not with the full weight that I love thee. If my uncle, thy banished father, had banished thy uncle, the duke, my father, so thou hadst been still with me, I could have thought my love to take thy father for mine. So wouldst thou, if the truth of thy love to me were so righteously tempered as mine is to thee. Well, I will forget the condition of my estate, to rejoice in yours. You know my father had no child but I. Now none is like to have, and truly when he dies thou shalt be his heir. For what he had taken away from thy father perforce, I will render thee again in affection, by mine honour. I will, and when I break that oath, let me turn monster. Therefore, my sweet Rose, my dear Rose, be merry. From henceforth I will cause and devise sports. Let me see. What think you of falling in love? Marry, I pretty do, to make sport withal, but love no man in good earnest, nor no father in sport, neither than, with safety of a pure blush, thou mayest in honour come off again. What shall be our sport, then? Let us sit and mock the good housewife Fortune from her wheel, that her gifts may henceforth be bestowed equally. I would we could do so, for her benefits are mightily misplaced, and the bountiful blind woman doth most mistake in her gifts to women. 'Tis true, for those that she makes fair she scarce makes honest, and those that she makes honest she makes very ill-favouredly. Nay, now thou goest from Fortune's office to Nature's. Fortune reigns in gifts of the world, not in the lineaments of Nature. No? When Nature had made a fair creature, may she not by Fortune fall into the fire? Though Nature had given us wit to flout at Fortune, had not Fortune sent this fool to cut off the argument? Indeed, there is Fortune too hard for Nature, when Fortune makes Nature natural the cutter off of Nature's wit. Peradventure, this is not Fortune's work neither, but Nature's, who perceiveth our nature wits too dull to reason of such goddesses, and hath sent this natural for our whetstone. For always the dullness of the fool is the whetstone of the wits. How now, wit, whether wander you? Tao Te Ching, Installment 16. Whoever seeks the extremity of the void will preserve genuine stillness. When all existence alike goes through the process of transformation, it returns to its original state. All existence is prosperous as prosperous flowers and leaves, which finally decay and return to their roots. This returning to their roots is what we call the action of being still. And the action of being still is a response to the rule of relapsing to one's origin. The rule of relapsing to one's origin is the absolute, the unchanging rule. To know that unchanging rule is to be enlightened. To know not the absolute rule leads to haphazard action and evil issues. The knowledge of the absolute and the unchanging rule produces the capacity of inclusiveness, and the capacity of inclusiveness produces the character of justice. The character of justice goes on to become the king-like character, and the king-like character goes on to become the heaven-like character. In that likeness to heaven, such character possesses the Tao. He who possesses the Tao endures for a long time. At the end of his corporal life, is exempt from all danger of decay. This is an interpretation, after my own fashioning, of some lines from the true classic of Southern Taoist fragrance. No tree star visitor spoke to me, saying, "Immaculate Bearer, what stories, what anecdotes, what insights do you bring to this new dawn?" A king of Alendri was having a conversation with a sage he happened to meet while out hunting. And the king spoke to him thusly, saying, "I have noticed here in my Alendri that the ordinary, everyday, nightly people, as I shall call them, all rejoice in others agreeing with themselves, and dislike they do, others being different from themselves. This rejoicing and this disliking, I would say, arises from their being bent on making themselves distinguished above all others. This is nothing new under the sun, Your Majesty, but is it alone the ordinary, everyday, nightly people who do this, Your Majesty?" "Why? Why do you ask?" "Well, it seems to me that many here in the Alendri, Your Majesty, who, with having even the slightest of authority and the power that goes with it, are all rejoicing in others agreeing with themselves, and dislike they do others being different from themselves. This rejoicing and this disliking, I would too say, as Your Majesty has so well said, arises from their being bent on making themselves distinguished above all others." "More, I think, do they rejoice in I agreeing with them, and dislike they do I being different from them. This is because they are bent on making themselves distinguished in my eyes." "How about, Your Majesty, is there no one's approval you seek?" "I suppose not. Should there be? Yet I would say that from time to time I do seek, even in my thoughts, the approval of the deceased former leaders of the Alendri. I would like to think they would agree with my rulings, my method of ruling." "What if they were, Your Majesty, to dislike your method of ruling?" "Well then, now. What more needs to be said?" "So be it, for I have my way and they had theirs." "That may be so, Your Majesty, but surely you are meant to be the embodiment of the best of the old, are you not? What I have discovered in my 50 years so far of ruling this Alendri is that the best of the old is merely meant to be transmitted as the ideal, and that true leadership is not of the category of the best, but more of that of the worst. I would even go as far as saying the best results are oft achieved by way of unidealistic methods." And before the sage had the chance to respond, he found himself no longer to be of this world. There were a number of sages like him, both men and women, in days of old, who were deprived of their lives by such bad leaders. And it is said that within days he too was no longer of this world, having been violently removed from it by one of his closest ministers. In a dawn reverie of this new day, meditated I on what an immortal self of mine did say, did lovingly relay, way back in days of long, long, long gone by. O mortal self of mine, when with living in your own realm and time, remember you will your own tender mercy and loving kindness, for they ever from of old will have been with you. All right, I will leave it at that for today. Enjoy taking very good care of yourself and those around you. Be ever so grateful for your many blessings. And spare a thought too for peoples living in faraway places, in all different kinds of situations, often very difficult and not at all of their own making. You have been listening to an Irish philosopher of the natural kind, bringing radio to the internet via Radio Richard Ireland, on the air globally for about 15 minutes, Monday to Friday. The script format of today's broadcast will be available at a future date on AuthenticCloseTDramascripts.com. It is truly an honor to have you listening. May you be a blessing unto yourself, by way of your past, by way of your present, and by way of your future. Slán agus beannacht leat.